Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Lamed, Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed Hey, the third parak HaMafkid. This parak has been generously sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Eric and Connie Lindenauer. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, on the previous Daf, Rav Huna taught that even when a shomer pays for the lost pikadon, he must wear she'ena b'reshuso, that it's not in his possession, because we suspect he may have taken it. This is challenged by a brayta in which a lender lost a borrower's mashkon, and the borrower claims the mashkon was worth more than the loan, and the lender says it was equal to the loan. The malva does not swear because he's not a mona b'miksas. But according to Rav Huna, that the malva must swear that the mashkon is not in his possession, he should also have to swear about its value because of Gilgal Shvua. Rav Kahana answered, let the brayta be a case where he trusts the malva that the mashkon is lost, so he does not swear. He does not trust the malva about the mashkon's value because the malva is unfamiliar with it. The malva does not trust the lova about the mashkon's value, despite being familiar with it, and the Gemara explains that the lova applies to the malva, tamus yusharim tanchim, the perfection of the upright, will lead them to good fortune, meaning the lender's honesty brought about his wealth, but the malva applies to the lova, and the perverseness of traders will plunder them, meaning the borrower's dishonesty causes poverty. Point number two, the scholars of Nardas say, Shuma hadar atresa yarche shasa, property which was appraised and seized to pay debt is returned to the debtor if he pays it until 12 months after the collection. Amemar, who was also from Nardas, said that seized property is returned forever. This is the halacha because of the pasuk vasisa yashar vahatov, and you should do what is right and good. If property seized by a creditor was collected by his own creditor, he would also have to return the property to the original owner for cash reimbursement, because he's no better than the first creditor from whom he obtained it. If the creditor sold it, left it as an inheritance, or gave it as a gift, these second owners definitely entered the property originally with the intent of receiving land and not money. Therefore, they are not required to return it to the original owner for money. A husband is considered a purchaser regarding his wife's nechsim elug. And point number three, the next mission states that if someone rented a cow and lent it to someone else and it died naturally, the socher swears that it died naturally, from which he's exempt, and the shoal pays the cow's value to the socher. Rabbi Yossi asked, Kesed halaosis chor b'paraso shel chavero, how can that renter do business with his friend's cow? Rather, the payment is given to the cow's owner. Rabbi Yidi Bar Avin asked Abai that the socher presumably acquires the cow and its subsequent payment when he swears to the owner. So the owner should tell him, Dal'ant v'dal shvua sach, remove yourself and remove your shvua, meaning, I forgive your shvua, v'anem shte'ina dina b'hadishoa, and I will litigate with the borrower myself. Abai responded, the socher acquires the cow as soon as it dies, and the shvua is only kedei l'hapis daito shel ba'al bais, to ease the owner's mind that the socher did not negligently cause the loss. Thus, the owner cannot prevent the socher from acquiring it. Tosu says that Rabbi Yossi holds that the socher acquires the cow through the shvua, which the owner can prevent, as mentioned before. So once again, the 3 points are number one. On the previous daf, Rav Huna taught that even when a socher pays for the lost pikadon, he must swear she'ena b'reshuso, that it is not in his possession, because we suspect he may have taken it. This is challenged by a brayta in which a lender lost a borrower's mashkon, and the borrower claims the mashkon was worth more than the loan, and the lender says it was equal to the loan. The malva does not swear because he's not a mona b'miksas. But according to Rav Huna, that the malva must swear that the mashkon is not in his possession, he should also have to swear about its value because of Gilgal Shvua. Rav Kahana answered, let the brayta be a case where he trusts the malva that the mashkon is lost, so he does not swear. He does not trust the malva about the mashkon's value because the malva is unfamiliar with it. The malva does not trust the lova about the mashkon's value, despite being familiar with it, and the Gemara explains that the lova applies to the malva, tamus yusharim tanchim, the perfection of the upright, will lead them to good fortune, meaning the lender's honesty brought about his wealth, but the malva applies to the lova, and the perverseness of traders will plunder them, meaning the borrower's dishonesty causes poverty. Point number two, the scholars of Nardas say, Shuma hadar atresa yarche shasa, property which was appraised and seized to pay debt is returned to the debtor if he pays it until 12 months after the collection. Amemar, who was also from Nardas, said that seized property is returned forever. This is the halacha because of the pasuk vasisa yashar vahatov, and you should do what is right and good. If property seized by a creditor was collected by his own creditor, he would also have to return the property to the original owner for cash reimbursement, because he's no better than the first creditor from whom he obtained it. If the creditor sold it, left it as an inheritance, or gave it as a gift, these second owners definitely entered the property originally with the intent of receiving land and not money. Therefore, they are not required to return it to the original owner for money. A husband is considered a purchaser regarding his wife's nechsim elug. And point number three, the next mission states that if someone rented a cow and lent it to someone else and it died naturally, the socher swears that it died naturally, from which he's exempt, and the shoal pays the cow's value to the socher. Rabbi Yossi asked, Kesed hala osa schor b'paraso shel chavero. How can that renter do business with his friend's cow? Rather, the payment is given to the cow's owner. Rabbi Di Baravin asked the bai that the socher presumably acquires the cow and its subsequent payment when he swears to the owner. So the owner should tell him, Dal'ant v'dal shvua sach, remove yourself and remove your shvua, meaning, I forgive your shvua, v'ana mishde'ina dina b'hadishoa, and I will litigate with the borrower myself. Abai responded, the socher acquires the cow as soon as it dies, and the shvua is only k'dei l'hapis daito shel ba'al bais, to ease the owner's mind that the socher did not negligently cause the loss. Thus, the owner cannot prevent the socher from acquiring it. Tosfos says that Rabbi Yossi holds that the socher acquires the cow through the shvua, which the owner can prevent, as mentioned before. All right, so now we go to Simur Daf Lamed Hey, and our standard simon is a children's choir singing la, la, la. So here goes. The children's wealthy choir head, who was trusted by his lova, who didn't make him swear that the microphones he gave as a mashkon were truly lost, had to return the seized auditorium to a borrower who finally paid up, with money he made by lending out a cow he had rented, which died. Once again, it's a motion. The children's wealthy choir head, children's choir, that must be Daf Lamed Hey, la, la, la. The children's wealthy choir head, who was trusted by his lova, who didn't make him swear that the microphones he gave as a mashkon were truly lost, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses why a shavua she'ena b'rishusa would not force a gilgal shavua on a mashkon's value. Rav Gaon explained the cases where the lova trusts the malva that the mashkon is lost, so he doesn't swear. He doesn't trust the malva about the mashkon's value because the malva is unfamiliar with it. The Gemara explains that the lova applies to the malva tamus nusharim nitanchem. The perfection of the upright will lead them to good fortune, meaning the lender's honesty brought about his wealth. But the malva applies to the lova vesel bogdim yishadim, and the perverseness of traders will plunder them, meaning the borrower's dishonesty causes poverty. So the children's wealthy choir head, who was trusted by his lova, who didn't make him swear that the microphones he gave as a mashkon were truly lost, had to return the seized auditorium to a borrower who finally paid up. Which reminds us, the scholars of Nar Hadar say, Shuma Adar Treisa Yarchi Shasa, property which was appraised and seized to pay a debt is returned to the debtor if he pays it until 12 months after the collection. A Maimar, who was also from Nar Hadar, said that seized property is returned forever. This is the halachim because of the pasuk vasisa yashav atov, and you shall do what is right and good. So the children's wealthy choir head, who was trusted by his lova, who didn't make him swear that the microphones he gave as a mashkon were truly lost, had to return the seized auditorium to a borrower who finally paid up, with money he made by lending out a cow he had rented, which died. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if someone rented a cow and lent it to someone else and it died naturally, the socher swears that it died naturally, for which he's exempt, and the shoel pays the cow's value to the socher. Riosi asked, Kesed hala osa schor b'paraso shel chavero. How can that renter do business with his friend's cow? Rather, the payment is given to the cow's owner. So once again, the children's wealthy choir head, who was trusted by his lova, who didn't make him swear that the microphones he gave as a mashkon were truly lost, had to return the seized auditorium to a borrower who finally paid up, with money he made by lending out a cow he had rented, which died. All right, so now it's time for four ba'al bach chazar. Daf Lamedov. So the Simon Daf Lamedov is related to the law, and we use a judge. So here goes. The judge, that must be one Daf Lamedov, the law. The judge, who was using his judge's bench to erect a barrier to stop waters from flooding his friend's field, which reminds us, Rava said that when the pasuk says L'cho avedus achicho, for any lost item of your brother, it teaches L'rabos avedus karka, to include loss of land in the commandment. One must save his friend's land from damage. Rav Chananya told Rava that a brisa supports his ruling. Rav Maim Sheshot from Mubayim, if one saw water which was flowing and approaching his friend's field, Isaac Godu Bifnam, he should erect a barrier before them. Rava explains why this does not prove his position. So the judge, who was using his judge's bench to erect a barrier to stop waters from flooding his friend's field, noticed a lost cow that was running toward the field away from its owner, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses when a running or grazing animal is considered an aveda. Rav explains, regarding an animal running on the road, where it's headed towards the field away from the owner, it's considered lost. Where it's headed towards the city, its owner's location, is not considered lost. So the judge, who was using his judge's bench to erect a barrier to stop waters from flooding his friend's field, noticed a lost cow that was running toward the field away from its owner, that just passed a group of judges sitting under a tree who were darshaning some repetitive phrases in the Torah, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that one must return someone's animal, even if escaped numerous times, because the Pasuk says, Hashif tishivim, return, you shall return them. Rava was asked that perhaps the two terms should only require returning it twice, and he explained that the first term itself connotes returning, even 100 times. The second term teaches that it may be returned without the owner's knowledge. The Gemara proceeds to explain the novelties taught by numerous repetitive phrases in the Torah. Daf Lamed Beis, so the Simur Daf Lamed Beis is a scientist in a lab. So here goes. The Cohen scientist in a lab. Lab? That must be on Daf Lamed Beis. The Cohen scientist in a lab who uses drone to get an Aveda out of a cemetery because he couldn't listen to his father to get it himself, which reminds us one may not listen to one's father to transgress an Avera, such as becoming Tamei by entering a cemetery to retrieve a lost item or being told not to return it, since the Pasuk teaches that everyone is Chayv in Hashem's honor. So the Cohen scientist in a lab who uses drone to get an Aveda out of a cemetery because he couldn't listen to his father to get it himself, charged a fee when using his fleet of drones to help load people's animals, which reminds us the Mishnah taught that there's a mitzvah to help unload packages from an animal lying under its burden, but not to help load onto an animal where its packages fell off. The Gemara clarifies, mitzvah in the Torah lifrok bechinam. It's a mitzvah in the Torah to help unload an animal for free, but it's not a mitzvah to help load for free, el b'schar, but he's obligated to help reload for payment. Rabbi Shimon says one is required to help load for free as well. So the Cohen scientist in a lab who uses drone to get an Aveda out of a cemetery because he couldn't listen to his father to get it himself, charged a fee when using his fleet of drones to help load people's animals, but sent them to unload people's animals for free because Tzar Bal Chaim, the Raisa, which reminds us, Rava said, Midivrei Shneim, from the words of both the Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon, Nilmud Tzar Bal Chaim Deraisa, it can be derived that suffering of living creatures is a Deraisa. The Rabban derived it from a Kal Vachomer that if helping load is an obligation, then certainly Prika is, and Rabbi Shimon agreed fundamentally to the Kal Vachomer, but argued that the Pesukim are unclear. Presumably, the reason why Prika is a more obvious obligation is because of the Tzar Bal Chaim of the animal suffering under its burden, proving it's a biblical concern. Daf Lamed Gimel, so the Simur Daf Lamed Gimel is a peg-leg pirate. So here goes. The peg-leg pirate, that must be more on Daf Lamed Gimel. The peg-leg pirate who passes pirate Papa's lost treasure to first retrieve his pirate Rebbe's lost treasure, which reminds us, the Mishnah states that in a case of retrieving one's father's Aveda, or his Rebbe's Aveda, the Rebbe's Aveda takes precedence because his father brought him to Olam Hazeh, and his Rebbe brings him to Olam Haba. The Gemara brings him Machlokas on what the Mishnah's definition is of one's Rebbe. So the peg-leg pirate who passes pirate Papa's lost treasure to first retrieve his pirate Rabbi's lost treasure almost got knocked down by a bacher running to learn Mishnah's, which reminds the Gemara compares the study of Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara, and teaches the famous statement, Olam Havirutzel Mishnah Yosim in a Talmud, and wants you to always run to learn Mishnah more than Talmud. So the peg-leg pirate who passes pirate Papa's lost treasure to first retrieve his pirate Rabbi's lost treasure almost got knocked down by a bacher running to learn Mishnayas before he could board the ship where a thieving buccaneer was paying kafel to a shomer who volunteered to pay instead of swear when bottles of rum he was watching were stolen, which reminds us. The third parak begins, a mafkid etzel chavero behema okelim. If one deposits an animal or utensils with his friend, and it was stolen or lost, and the shomer pays for the item and did not want to swear, although he could have sworn he was not negligent and exempted himself from paying, then if the thief is later found, where kafel is paid, or dal behei, if he shechted or sold the animal, the payment is made to the one whom the pikadon was, meaning the shomer. Daf Lamed Daled, so the simur Daf Lamed Daled is a ladder. So here goes. The fireman climbed down the ladder. Ladder? That must be learned off Lamed Daled. The fireman climbed down the ladder from the thief's rooftop apartment, rescuing a stolen cow, which belonged to the shomer retroactively from the time it was given to him to watch, entitling him to receive the kefil, which reminds us, Rami Bar Chama asked, how does the shomer acquire kefil by volunteering to pay for the lost pikadon, since it's a davar shel bal olam, something which has not come into the world, which one cannot transfer? Rava answered, Nasuka Omerwa, it's as if the owner told the shomer, when giving him the animal, quote, when the cow is stolen and you will agree to pay me for it, my cow is transferred to you retroactively from now. Since he acquires the actual cow, it's on a davar shel bal olam. So the fireman climbed down the ladder from the thief's rooftop apartment, rescuing a stolen cow, which belonged to the shomer retroactively from the time it was given to him to watch, entitling him to receive the kefil, even though the shomer had merely agreed to pay and hadn't yet paid, which reminds us of Rabbi Yochanan said, Lo shilim shilim mamish, the Mishnah statement that the shomer paid does not mean that he literally paid. Rather, once he said, I will pay, even though he didn't yet pay, he acquires the kefil. So the fireman climbed down the ladder from the thief's rooftop apartment, rescuing a stolen cow, which belonged to the shomer retroactively from the time it was given him to watch, entitling him to receive the kefil, even though the shomer had merely agreed to pay and hadn't yet paid, while children, the future heirs of the shomer and the owner, looked on, which reminds us, the Gemara presents a series of various scenarios of payments and asks if the Shomer acquires the Kefil. If the Shomer dies and his heirs pay, or if the owner dies and the Shomer pays his heirs, or both die and the Shomer's heirs pay the owner's heirs, is Kefil acquired? These questions center on whether only the owner agrees to transfer Kefil and only to the Shomer, who has personally pleased the owner in the past. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do we learn that a person should run to learn Mishnah? That's on Duff. Lamed Gimel. Good. Number two, which stuff do we learn why a lover trusts a malva not to make him swear that a mashkin was lost? That's on Duff. Lamed Hey. Good. Number three, which stuff do we discuss whether Tsar Balei Chaim is deraisa? That's on Duff. Lamed Beis. Good. Number four, which stuff do we learn the Shomer receives the kefil if he had expressed intent to pay, even though he did not yet pay? That's on Duff. Lamed Daled. Good. Number five, which of the one retrieving a Rebbe's lost item takes precedence over retrieving a father's lost item? That's on Duff. Lamed Gimel. Good. Number six, which stuff do machlokes whether a socher who lends out an animal that dies naturally is paid the damages? That's on Duff. Lamed Hey. Good. Number seven, which stuff do we have darshaning repetitive phrases in the Torah? That's on Duff. Lamed Aleph. Good. Number eight, which of the question if the kefil is transferred if the shomer's heirs paid the owner's heirs? That's on Duff. Lamed Daled. Good. Number nine, which of the when the property which is appraised and seized to pay a debt is returned to the debtor if he pays it until 12 months after the collection? And a Maimar says forever. That's on Duff. Lamed Hey. Good. And number 10, which stuff do we learn that a Zakin does not have to pick up a lost object if it does not befit his honor? That's on Duff. Lamed. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Ram Goldhar from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.